Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Everybody, everybody, we are on. Yeah, everybody, everybody, we are on. Yeah, run and tell your friends, tell your family, knock on your neighbor's door, ring the bell, let them know the LSO Treat Show is on right now. Welcome to the LSO Treat Show. I am LSO, the founder and owner of Treats and Things LLC and LSO exclamation point. I am a HBCU undergraduate and a master summa cum laude graduate. Yes, I put some work in. You know, it's a big difference when your parents pay for you to go to school and when you pay to go to school, how the grades change, but you know, that's neither here nor there. Anyway, that's just some of the backbone of my educational hashtag, my LSO journey. Brooklyn's own LSO is not just an author of the product line of three self-published erotic books. There's so much more. Hashtag, I am also inspirational empowerment speaker, advising spoken word artist, and now back to being an actress. Yes, yeah, I do some things. Oh, did I say writing? I think I did. Sometimes you have to big yourself up because, you know, because I'm humble in some of the things that I do, I fail to express, you know, some of the things that I have been doing and actually enjoying it, which leads to my hashtag, love yourself organically. LSO was told to do big things, and you know what? I'm holding on to that statement. I'm comprised of so many talents with the masters of all, and I have no regrets in doing not one of them. I so enjoy each and everything that I do. And let's not forget, you know, the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. You know, LSO has that creative diversity that captures you and makes you want to become one with whatever it is she says and not be afraid to try it and like it, be it erotic or inspirational. You're gonna have a positive outcome if you follow the breadcrumbs. You know, her no judgment zone allows you total liberty of being yourself. The words are designed to magnetize your inner character and express yourself freely. LSO ignites your soul to surrender and enjoy the known and the unknown, captivating you in her work. And she's in total control in doing that. Yep, she sure is. So, LSO gives you, she promises, limitless possibilities. I know LSO is doing, she's multitasking, doing more than one thing. But are you ready for tonight's show? If not, it's time for you to get ready. This evening's topic is women versus men, the unjust stereotypes. Note, it's not just necessarily men versus women, so to say. But there are a lot of things that are different in how women address things and how men address things. And there's there are certain similarities in a lot of things, but for the most part, it's totally different. So some women are going to lean more towards one direction and men going to lean towards another direction, which ultimately give us dialogue. Note, these are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space in a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions, call in with your answers, call in with your statements, and remember, a spanking may be necessary. But no worries, because LSO has the paddle and the Whip and Hook collection, and you'll be good. But y'all know LSO don't do this by herself. No, 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 no. She have a co-host. She has a partner. She has a friend. She has a brother. He comes all the way from the shop. Y'all know this? I know y'all know this. He come all the way from the Shah, you know, connecting somewhere over the waters. I don't know which one of the oceans, but connecting. So we got the little New York Shah thing going on. I have the treats. He have the D. You put it together. You have the treat. You like that, right? Woo! Welcome, everyone, D. Smith, my writer. D.
What's
to the
up?
Next.
What's up?
What's good, baby?
What's good? What's good? What's good? What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing, man? Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to the LSO Treat Show. What's going on, babe? How you doing?
I'm good, baby. I'm good. Early, I was a little not feeling well, but, you know, now I'm doing much better. I guess rest was most definitely needed to bring about, you know, a better feeling. So how are you?
Good. You mentioned
how was your weekend?
It was cool. It was cool. You mentioned I was coming from the Shy. So let's get this D coming from the Shy. All right, let me stop. We got a show for y'all tonight. We'll go ahead and get into it.
We only 6 minutes in and you starting.
I'm sorry, you said it
already.
I knock it down.
That's all right, I love it.
Yeah. So what we got on the table tonight?
Excuse me?
What do we have on the table tonight? What are we talking about tonight?
Well, tonight we're going to have a little competition, so to say, men versus women. But it's really not. It's just people versus people. But it's good when you add women versus women because it gives that sense of I do this, you do that, you know, pointing fingers, who's take the blame, and it comes back to your favorite word, accountability. So that's what we're doing tonight. But the topic is really the unjust stereotypes. And we have so many questions that's going to lead in so many different directions. So, you know, since we were talking about accountability, we're going to start off with the first question is, who's more accountable, men or women? Well, in the group, we had a gentleman put, I really do not feel it is a gender difference. It all depends on the individual. Another gentleman, depends on what you're being accountable for. Both are full of shit when it comes to accountability in certain lanes. Another gentleman, society says men, if the woman chose to end their relationship, there's no issue with it. If she's not happy, the relationship is always in jeopardy. If men chose to leave the same premise as a woman, he's looked at as not understanding her worth the entire time, devouring him, just my opinion. Another gentleman, neither. Wow, I see all men. Actually, all men answered in this particular question. So I guess I got to hold it down for the women. Another man said, accountability has nothing to do with one's gender. I believe it has more to do with one's upbringing and exposure. Exposure and upbringing builds up one's belief. If one has never lost a fight, it will be very difficult to get them to believe that they will lose as opposed to someone who loses regularly. That's the difference in exposure. Accountability in a person many times can be measured by who or what they are exposed to. If everyone around you cheats, you might believe cheating is okay. If everyone around you is successful with great jobs and amazing families, being otherwise will make you feel like an outcast. This can happen to a man or a woman. So it's my belief that accountability is a learned behavior. And another gentleman says, men by far as fuck. So, D. Smith, D to the Smith, D. Treat. Who's more accountable, men or women?
Both of them full of shit. Both. All right, let's get to the nuts and crannies of this shit, okay? Look, men are hella unaccountable, okay? Like I said in the group, it depends on which lane, right? For example, I've heard this conversation happen a lot, especially online, where a woman or single mothers, like guys who talk shit about single mothers, you know, single mothers this, single mothers that, single mothers this, single mothers that, single mothers this, single mothers that. But never talk about the men. You know, you never talk about where's the daddy? Why is the father not around? Why is he not in the picture? Now, granted, yes, there are some instances where women do bullshit and push the father away or isolate the father or whatever the case is. And it does happen. Not to say that that's an excuse, but women can make it very, very uncomfortable and damn near impossible for men to really be around their kids if they really want to do that. But men have to be held accountable for dropping your seed. So just dropping your seed and walking off blaming single mothers for having all these issues with children or raising kids by themselves is complete unaccountability. And I never understood that argument. I thought it was stupid as shit. Just like the argument with the argument we've been, one of the questions I posed was, you know, why do women dress sexy? Why do women dress sexy? Everybody says that it's because it's how you, you know, it just makes you feel good. But nobody ever says it's because I like the sexual energy it brings. Nobody ever says that. Everybody always says it makes you feel good. It's better for you to say that it makes me feel good, or for some reason it makes you feel better to say it makes you feel good, as opposed to I like this sexual energy. Even though I ain't going to do nothing with it, and even though there's nobody here for me to aim it at, or there are plenty of people for me to aim it at, let me go aim it. To say that it was choice, or to say that you don't understand or had no clue that you were bringing sexual energy when you chose that outfit that was 6 inches above your knees that you got to keep pulling down, like, stop. Stop. That's complete unaccountability. Just say, I like being sexual. I like the sexual energy it brings. I'm not as much of a sexual creature, but dressing sexy gives me a little opportunity to flirt with that sexual energy. You know what I'm saying? So why not just be honest about that instead of trying to, oh, that just makes me feel good. No, that's not why it's for. It's because you want to attract sexual energy. You want to emit that signal. You may not want everybody to come biting at the bit. But you damn sure know you want somebody to notice. You definitely want somebody to notice. You ain't dressing sexy just because it just makes you feel good. You're dressing sexy because you want to put out that energy somewhere. Somebody's going to peep in and say, oh, shit, that motherfucker nice. Even if they approach you or don't approach you, you still want that energy. You want that energy around you, about you. And there's nothing wrong with that, but be honest and be accountable for the fact that, yes, I'm putting out sexual energy. I may not like everybody who finds it. I may not appreciate everybody who steps to me, but I'm not going to sit up here and say, why he picked me out of all these other women? Get the fuck out of here, man. Come on now. You know why he picked you. Your cleavage is here. It's calling. What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, that never understood that. That makes absolutely no sense to me. And I have not had a conversation with anybody who can really, really say, oh, well, no, it's not really because it's not because there's a sexual energy to it. Like, that, you can't refute that. Sex is in the word sexy. But, yeah, those are two examples of, you know, who's more accountable, men or women, full of shit.
Okay, the man got me over here choking, y'all. Y'all hear this nonsense, right? But I understand his point. But I'm going to answer the question, and then we're going to lead right into that dressing sexy, because that posed a lot of issues in the groups, and it brought up a lot of different points. So I agree. Who's more accountable, men or women? Like someone in the group said, it's not a gender who's more accountable, but I think it depends on the situation, or it depends on the people involved in the situation, how it will dictate who's more accountable. But if I have to narrow it down between men and women, I would say women hold themselves more accountable. I'm going to ride with the women. Not just because I'm a woman, because I believe women do hold themselves more accountable, because men will try to hide behind the truth because they don't want to hurt the woman's feelings or because they don't want their truth told, so they're not going to hold themselves accountable for it because they're having their cake and eat it too, and be it whatever it is. And I'm not just talking about in cheating or whatever, just in living. If they can have their cake and eat it too, they're not going to be held accountable to why they're doing both when you should be doing one over the other. Whereas I really never understood having your cake and eating it too, because isn't that the purpose of the cake, to eat it? If you're not eating it, what do you do with it? So, but, you know, it's neither here nor there, but that's what it is. Okay, D. Smith got kicked off. I guess he was talking nonsense, and the phone was like, boop, we're going to kick him off. So, moving right along, he had brought up the scenario of, you know, dressing sexy and why women dress sexy. So we're going to go right on into that question. Why do women dress sexy? But now that also can be men as well, because men get that same little oomph too. But we had a young lady put, so that you can show outwardly how you feel on the inside. Sexy is a state of mind. Gentlemen, to catch the attention of men, but some dress sexy because it makes them feel good inside. A gentleman, women dress sexy because they want sexual attention. And that right there pulls the whole slew of everything going back and forth. So if you are in the group, please go in the group and read those comments and place your own as well. Another gentleman, I hope for themselves. It depends on what is sexy in your eyes. Question is, sexy is sexual. Sexy or sexual? I think it's sexy to see my woman in gray dress, in a gray dress or trousers. A young lady, we dress as we feel. A gentleman, the real question is, some women even know what dressing sexy really is? Showing ass and tits is not, and not leaving anything to the imagination is called showing ass and tits. There's a difference between sexy and ratchet. But gentlemen, reality spoken, my brother. Women always try to act like it's just for themselves, yet don't dress sexy until they're going out. They don't dress sexy when they are at home or by themselves. That is the only time you could convince me it's just for you and no one else. At home, they dress in whatever feels relaxing, be it a loose-fitting pajamas or a nightgown, with their wig and waist trainer on a dresser, as well as no makeup. A young lady put, if your body is sexy, you will look sexy in any outfit. Tight clothes, loose clothes, baggy clothes, hats, jumpsuits, you name it. This is just my opinion, speaking from my own experience of myself. So, D. Smith, what were you wanting to say?
I think that's another area of, for another example of unaccountability, where, again, it's a choice. So even if you're doing it at home by yourself, it's still a choice. Now, I think I said that wants the sexual attention. What I should have said was the sexual energy. It may not be for the sexual attention. Like, a woman may not walk, you know, may not dress sexy and then walk out the house with the intentions of drawing sexual attention to herself. Excuse me. But she does want to walk out the house in a dome of sexual energy. Now, again, I say dome because it be something that she wants to openly emit, where she just wants to smear her sexiness all over the place. Some people just want to be sexy in my own little sphere, my own little energy ball. I ain't bothering nobody. I ain't trying to take nobody, man. I'm just looking good. I'm feeling good. You know what I'm saying? Been at the gym, got seeing results. You know what I'm saying? Been going out here, trying to look for no attention, but shit, I look good tonight. And shit, I could use a little bit of male energy. You know, may not be looking to, you know, have sex with anybody or take anybody home or find a boyfriend or get married or nothing, but I may just want to have some conversation with a man. I'm talking from a woman's perspective, by the way. You know what I'm saying? So it's not saying here for y'all who ain't listening. I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking from a woman's perspective. So I understand wanting to be sexy or wanting to look sexy or wanting to have sexual energy. So I'm not suggesting that women are dressing sexy because they're trying to get dick. It may not be that deep. It may be that they want to attract male energy. You know, maybe you just want a guy to come and have a conversation with you. That's all. You just want to have a conversation with a stranger. You know, sometimes I get into those situations where I feel like, you know, I need some feminine energy around me. You know, I need to just, I don't want to talk to nobody really. Like, I don't want to get nobody's number or nothing like that. I just want to be in some feminine energy to bounce off of. You know, let me have some good conversations. You know, let me have some great jokes. Let me laugh and be in some feminine energy. You know what I'm saying? So I get that. I understand that. But be accountable for it. Say it ain't to draw. Don't say it ain't to have control of that sexual energy, which is why I said don't. You know, some women come out here and they throw their sexy all over the place, you know, to the point where men who have women get offended simply because that woman is in the area.
Well,
you know, and they know this woman is throwing her sexy as well. Huh?
What if that sexy just exudes you? You can't be held responsible if you're just sexy and, you know, it's there. So it's not that you're trying to do anything or you want any form of energy or you want nothing of anything. It's just that this is who you are and this is how others are seeing you as well. So now once you start adding on such as makeup or form-fitting clothing, or even if it's not form-fitting clothing, it could be a sweatsuit. If your character is already in a sexy molding, you're just going to be sexy, period. And anything else after that is just what it is. And men should understand that the first thing, well, okay, let me speak for me, and I'm sure this applies to a lot of other women as well.
Okay.
My sexy is for me. It begins with me. It makes me feel good. And my sexy is not necessarily dressing up and makeup and all this other stuff. My sexy is chilling in my house. Like right now, I feel sexy in what I have on, and I'm fine with it. And, like, when I take my shower, sometimes I put on lingerie because that's how I'm feeling. It makes me feel good. It gives me this sense of oomph. And then there's other times, you know, I may do, like, a whole facial or petty mani or whatever, or some pampering to myself. That makes me feel good, too. Now, when I take that on the outside world, now others get to benefit what I have for me, and it's not necessarily for you or for them. It's for me. It's just that y'all get the benefit of it because I'm feeling in this sexiness right in this moment.
Okay. You know what?
And it's not necessarily for attention either or anyone's energy. For instance, if I'm out in a club and my song come on, I really like dancing by myself and enjoying my own space and just having a good time. But then people, my energy, I guess, attracts people to want to come over and dance with me because I guess they want to have that same good time that I'm having. And it's not that I'm signaling anything. It's just that, I don't know, maybe a transfer of energy. And then, you know, sometimes you got to back people off like, nah, I'm good. Just let me have this. So women dressing sexy and men for that matter, it may not necessarily mean for everybody else. But then again, it can mean that too, depending on your state of mind, your state of being in that moment. For instance, you and I, when we were talking earlier, when a man come from getting his hair cut, you can't tell him nothing, because he knows he's looking good with a sharp haircut. I don't care if he have on dirty work clothes because he's, you know, construction worker or something, that fresh haircut is going to make a man give him that oomph. The same way for a woman, she's coming from a beauty parlor. Unless it's humid outside, she comes from the beauty parlor, and that humidity hits the hair and changes the whole thing. Yeah. You know, it's a certain oomph that you're going to get.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's not necessarily for anyone to comment on, but sometimes it can be for someone to actually comment on because, you know, it boosts your ego. You may be feeling down in the moment and, you know, you may put something on and it's good to hear someone say, oh, you look really nice, you know, pay you some form of compliment and or even strike up small conversation with. And it goes nowhere, but just to know that you got that little oomph or, you know, you got a little smile because, you know, something you did or something you're wearing or the way you're smelling or something, it attracted someone and someone spoke something positive to you. And it gave you that piece of, you know, like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
I get you on that.
Necessarily for the sex and the sexy part of it.
Okay.
That's just my opinion. So, not necessarily.
You know, you explain that so eloquently that I have no choice but to rethink my statements and make adjustments. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I will have to add your perspective to my perspective and adjust my perspective in totality. So thank you for presenting that bit of perspective to the conversation. So I appreciate that.
Y'all, you know, women, I'm holding y'all down. Y'all was coming for Rochelle in the group. I had to back her up. I'm like, ooh.
No, we didn't come for
they
Rochelle.
They jag-teaming her. They jumped in her, but she was holding
Rochelle.
Her ground.
We didn't
she
come for Rochelle.
She was holding her ground.
She threw back. We weren't coming for her, but she threw a punch.
she landed a couple of punches, too.
Yeah, she explained
she landed a couple
like
of punches.
I have no problem adjusting my point of view. If what is presented has legs, you know, and both of y'all statements had legs, you know, so I have to rethink my point of view, you know. However, I'm back now. I'm back with a reboot. The rebooted thought is
you back with a reboot.
There are women who know good and damn well that they're doing this for attention, ego boosting, or whatever.
Course.
And
of course, some people that's their MO.
And they aren't accountable for what they're
true.
Putting out because they don't like the return.
True.
See, if you're a type of guy or the type of guy you were expecting to catch were approaching you. But if you got all the wrong dudes approaching you, you know, you may fall into the thought pattern or the feeling of, well, I ain't asked y'all for this attention. You know, I ain't asked you to come talk to me. It's true, but you're putting out signals, and unfortunately, you just don't like the return.
Okay,
so.
Now, when you say putting out signals, you know, I'm just playing devil advocate now. What do you consider putting out signals?
What do gray sweatpants, what comes to your mind when I say gray sweatpants? Now, stop.
The Dickens.
Stop. No, hold on.
No, I said it.
No, seriously. Hold on, 1 second for your answer. I already know what came into your head. My thing is, gray sweatpants been around since forever.
Right.
Since forever.
Right.
But now all of a sudden, you say gray sweatpants, and all of a sudden, what were you going to say?
The Dickens.
Dick. Okay.
Sure.
So this is what I saw for a guy in 2022 puts on gray sweatpants, a woman may think what?
We think because
a woman
men are really oblivious. No, men are really oblivious to the gray sweatpants.
No,
really
they're
oblivious.
Not.
They're like, they're just their sweatpants. And it's the women that make a big deal about men in the gray sweatpants. It's not the men.
But what I'm saying is men know it, just like the Hoochie Daddy shorts. Anything, just like with beards, anything women find sexy, men are going to exacerbate and end up doing because they're trying to please women. So, again, in 2022, now I'm not talking about 1999. I'm not talking about 1998. I'm not talking about 1955. I'm talking about 2022. If a man's putting on gray sweatpants, he's fully aware. That women instantly think dick when they see gray sweatpants in 2022. Might not have been that way in 2018, but maybe it was. I don't know how long this has been going. But you get what I'm saying? So for men to say, oh, I wasn't trying to, and then, don't get me wrong, you may not have been trying to, but you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing, dude. If a dude, right, if your cousins throw a family gathering, right, it's you and your cousins, you know, y'all got a lot of female friends, right? And one of your male cousin's friends walks in with gray sweatpants. See, it happened again. It happened again. You see what I'm saying? You got to be accountable for these things, man. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, very much so. Like the same way, the same as when women will wear workout clothing. Now, as long as it was just strictly in a gym, it was fine. But now, women wearing workout clothing, going to the grocery store, just roaming the street, workout clothing now take on a different perspective. Whereas before, it was just workout clothing. No big deal. The bra top and a legging. So, you know, everything tends to evolve as times change. Whereas what happened back in the days now has been added on and takes on a new definition, such as the gray sweatpants and the workout clothing. But y'all know we gotta play music. But when we come back, we're gonna come back with men. And so I'm not even gonna answer this question, D. I want you to answer this, and any man that's on, if you would like to answer this question, please let me know. Do you like it or feel pressured when women, be it a sibling, friend, girlfriend, wife, you know, tell you that they feel safe around you? And if you feel pressured, how do you address that pressure? Because sometimes it's too much for people. So I want the men to address it. But we got to play some music. But I promise you, we're going to be right back as fast as we can. So don't go anywhere.
optimism. Repping Lawless Entertainment. Bring it back one time for you. This the one for the one you've always wanted, you feel me? Yeah. One day. Lawless.
When I met you, I was driving a car that Ford don't even make no more. Still ain't been my lady, and I wonder how to make it more. Take it slow, it's the way to go, but I can't take no more. Something missing, if you listen here, my heart will break no more. Oh. I feel it's pure and true, just like the blessed day that you was born. And I'm to see you in my dreams. So you like my unicorn, beautiful, regal. It's like the stars said it. But baby, like that unicorn, you damn so hard-headed. Look at all these years, I done dried the tears and told my fears. Seems like after all of that, we be way more than tears. Tell me again that we'll be lovers and friends. Why don't you do what you do when you did what you did? Yeah, I talk a big game, but I see y'all infinite things. Say the word piano, pimping is done. Just a vision of your kisses, you becoming my missus. Eats my heart just like a tip in the drum. Hey. Look how long we've been together, but we ain't been together. Tell me this, why you keep on playing these games? I wanna be the one you want, I wanna be the one you need. I wanna be the one that's changing your name. Maybe so, I believe so. It'll feel so good, it'll feel so good. It'll feel so good. Forever, I want to give you another. Read in between the lines, girl, I'm talking for better or worse, and I'm certain you're the person that's worth it. Flip the script and reverse it, that's why you're so perfect. Couldn't we be here happily ever after, with the laughter, no disasters. Call the pastor, make a toast and put your glass up. Bridesmaids jealous cause your finger razzle dazzle. If you need me, say, I'll be there before you say the man. Instead of making big demands, is this all a fantasy? To me, I say it all depends on if you give me more than what I had and make me fall again. I'm sick, but make me feel tall again. Grab me by the hand and never let me feel the wrong within. When you ready, say the word and I'll be right up in it. But until that day, I keep on waiting like a flight attendant. Look how long we've been together, but we ain't been together. Tell me this, why you keep on playing these games? I wanna be the one you want, I wanna be the one you need. I wanna be the one that's changing your name. Maybe so, I believe so. It'll feel so, it'll feel so, it'll feel so good.
Oh, ladies. We would like to escort you this evening onto an adventurous excursion of pleasing. And oh baby, don't let your past men define you, cause we are not scared to wine and dine you. And oh no, we don't kiss and tell, but we see that you see that we will do it well. So hop on board of this flownetics train, and baby, I can guarantee you that life will never be the same.
Mr. Sexy, just wondering if you gon' let me get your 411, or maybe you just wanna text me. We can take it slow, Mrs. South St. Pauli, in the ass like that can make Chris Reeves stand tall again. I hear all these goons with they hootin' and they hollering, but I can light your neck, ears, wrists, and Neapolitan, cause you is my baby, and them other boys know what's up. And girl, I feel I'm the right worm for that apple butt, but enough's enough of this argument. My veterinarian, you rep me like a book, so I call you my librarian. And for this bad boy, you gon' have to be my disciplinarian. And you are my phoenix, which makes me a barbarian. I can get you out the hood, so call me your humanitarian. With me, it's all carried to my little vegetarian. Until the day they bury him, them bedroom eyes got me on shook, and my soldier on surprise, because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. I know she want me, her eyes stalk me, they all over me, and now they talking, saying I'm dirty, so please come wash me. She yelling at her clothes now, like get the hell off of me. I'm looking back now, my eyes won't back down. I'm so ready, my little man won't go back down. And she knows this, she feels it in her senses. I wanna be her prisoner and serve a life sentence. Her bedroom be in the background, the way she's staring at me, I don't know how I should act now. Her eyes looking sexy, her eyes look directly at me. Damn, I think her eyes just text me. I see that she sees that, I see the passion. We looking at each other, her eyes slow dancing. She in control now, I just wanna ride. Damn, shorty just hit me with some bedroom eyes. Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Oh, I'm sorry, I know y'all like my singing. But y'all know when we left off with the question, men, do you like it or feel pressured when women, be it sibling, friend, girlfriend, wife, tell you that they feel safe around you, and how do you address that pressure? Well, a gentleman in the group put, why would it be considered pressure? Another gentleman put, personally, I could never consider that as pressure. A woman telling me that she feels safe around me could only be a confidence booster. The pressure would only come if she said that she didn't feel safe around me. Then I might feel as if she thinks I'm a punk. Her taking away my manhood is the pressure, not her giving or saying something I am used to or training my whole life for. Another gentleman, no pressure sounds like a compliment to me. What is your perspective on with women telling you that they feel safe around you? Is there some form of pressure that you have to live up to because they actually said that? Or is it, you know, like someone said, is that a compliment and you feel good about it? Oops, I'm sorry. D. Smith, I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button.
It's
hello?
Okay, babe. I am here.
Okay, here we go. So how do you feel about a woman telling you, or do you feel that it's any form of pressure on you that she tells you she feels safe around you? And do you feel that now you have to man up to make sure that she stays feeling safe around you? What's your perspective?
Well, I think initially most men would want a woman to feel, or want women to feel safe in their presence. You know what I'm saying? Family members, sisters, cousins, aunts, friends, women, love interests, wives, spouses, whatever. So I guess it would depend on what the woman's angle for from that is. You know, if she's telling me I feel safe because she's trying to, like, she's just genuinely acknowledging me, then cool. But if I get a hint that it's from a manipulative standpoint, you know, like a butter me up kind of a standpoint, where she's planting seeds, or she's trying to orchestrate positioning, then I'm going to react accordingly. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't make me feel any pressure, but depending on where we are, like, for example, somebody who maybe moving too fast, for example, you know, if I'm talking to a young woman and, you know, we have a good conversation and all of a sudden, you know, she starts talking about she feels safe. Okay, that's cool, but I'm going to ask why you feel safe. And then what happened before that you didn't feel safe before, and we're going to delve into that, you know. But I wouldn't be something that I would gloss over, if that makes any sense.
Okay. Yeah,
you know,
it does.
Every man wants a woman to feel safe around them, but you just got to be careful because sometimes, you know, women do use that damsel in distress or that victim routine sometimes to favor with men or to put men in a position to perform. You know, so her saying she feels safe could be her basically ordering you to be more of a protector, you know, or to be more of whatever it is that you're doing that makes her feel safe, because then that creates a safer space for her, you know, and it may
right.
not necessarily be your best interest depending on what her, you know, what her angle is. Not all the time, but, you know, definitely got to be careful about that.
All right, that is true. And sometimes in feeling safe about feeling safe around a man, women don't
mm-hmm.
put men in certain positions where the protection is most definitely needed, so to say.
Right.
For instance,
right.
in dressing the sexy, you can be sexy come in different variations. But if you know you're going out in public and all of this, then you got this showing and that showing and X, Y, and Z showing, that may put your mate in a compromising position. And
yeah.
I've learned.
Yeah. Another angle I was thinking about. If a woman, sometimes it may not be from a physical safety. You know, maybe a woman is saying, hey, I feel safe, or you made me feel safe because you make her feel safe too with her emotions. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's that,
mm-hmm.
you know, you face where she feels like she can come and talk to you, you know, and not be judged. Or she feels like she can come and talk to you about certain things and you're not going to use those against her or disclose any of those conversations, you know, outside of you two. Her saying that you make her feel safe may be her acknowledging that you've created a space where she can be herself or she can be authentic. You know what I'm saying? Now, to some guys, that could be intimidating. So they may hear that as a prelude to relationship. You know what I'm saying? So, to your question, for some guys, that can present some pressure. Where it's like, oh, shit, I was just trying to be cool with her, but now she, You know, now she's feeling like, you know, she can be safe with her emotions, or, you know, now she's moving into a different phase of feeling that I'm not at. So for some guys, that can present some pressure. You know, so just, yeah, I can definitely understand how, and like I said, it's not necessarily always a physical thing. Sometimes protection could be,
right,
you know, your space, like coming over to your crib. Maybe your house is just decked out in a certain way. Maybe it has a certain vibe to it. Maybe it's just, you know, on a different side of town. You know, maybe it's out of town. You know, so that safe space could literally be wherever it is you are. You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay. Okay, I can dig it. I can dig it. Now, this question right here I'm going to ask is comical. And the reason why I say it's comical, because it's like, is chivalry dead type of question? Like,
mm-hmm.
who should make the first move, quote unquote, first move when interested? And why?
Hmm.
A man said, whoever is interested, another gentleman, whoever spots the opening first, it's attraction when women don't make a big deal about putting themselves on the radar. Another gentleman, either party, another gentleman. You know, it's very interesting because it's in majority of all these questions for this evening, more men have answered the questions than women. But anyway.
Yeah, fellas. Yeah,
a gentleman,
fellas,
yeah, y'all did some damage in the group this weekend. I want to thank
mm-hmm.
you. Another gentleman put, the first one who is interested, as the saying goes, you snooze, you lose. Never take an opportunity for granted. If you do, don't get mad at the person who saw the opportunity and took it. Another gentleman put, first move is usually the one with the most confidence at that moment. I particularly love it when she makes the first move. There's nothing more attractive than a woman who is open and honest. Well, all right, I like that answer. You bet I was. D. Smith.
Yes.
Who should make the first move when interested?
Whoever spots the opening first. Whoever spots the opening
okay.
first. As someone who has adventured in the ways of fishing for, like-minded people. I've been on both the receiving and delivering end. So, I've recognized times in my past where I would see a woman and I knew I had a window of opportunity to talk to her. It may be, you know, a situation where it's more intimate, you know, like maybe before a bigger crowd arrives, you know, like maybe during the setup of a party or something where you get to work with people hands-on and help set up stuff and people are talking and mingling, you know, before the party actually starts. So you kind of shoot your shot or you put yourself on the radar or kind of put in your pregame a little bit. And I've had situations where, you know, women would just pop up and throw themselves on the radar. And it's not the way most women think. Like when most women think about shooting a shot, they think of a woman basically being desperate, jumping in front of a man saying, hey, pick me. And it's not even that.
Right.
It's not even complicated. It's just as simple as you walking up and saying hello. All it is creating an opening. That's all it is. Most dudes will pick up on that. If they find you attractive, they're going to take that opening. You say hello, most guys are going to say hello back. You know, if you say, well, hi, how you doing? What's your name? Boom. He going to run with that. You ain't had to do shit. But you put yourself on the radar. That is shooting your shot from a woman's standpoint. You ain't got to go run into a dude and say, hey, shorty, what's your number? You know, I'm going to call you later. You know, with the DMX book. You know, yo, son. You ain't got to do all that, you know? But like, for real, it ain't that serious. All you got to do is just create an opening. All you got to do is create an invitation. Create an invitation. That's enough shooting your shot as a
I
woman.
Like that.
You know, now
create
if you bold enough. Yeah, absolutely. Now if you're bold enough, you know, if you're bold enough, if you're comfortable enough, then go all the way. Like, man, look here, daddy. I spotted you from across the room, son, and shit.
I like what I see. You know, give me them digits. You know what I'm saying? Run them numbers. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's, you know, I hopefully, yeah, I don't talk like that, but I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? If you are bold, if it's in your spirit, and you feel comfortable enough, you know, just coming out the gate and making your intentions known, you know, without fear of rejection, do that too. You know what I'm saying? That's, I mean, I think, you know, depends on what kind of guy you use that with, but most guys are going to be open to a woman, you know, trying to get into their space. Most guys are going to open up to that. You know what I'm saying? It's not hard. Yeah. So I don't have a problem with a woman shooting a shot at me.
Well, I just received a text message. Not necessarily, because some dudes don't see the signs because they're not looking. That's true, and that may be true for women as well. But sometimes someone attracts your attention where you want more than just, okay, this person looked nice, or this person is handsome, or this person is pretty, or whatever the case may be. Sometimes that attention that you caught with your eyes warrant for more of a conversation. That, oh, you know, they have on a nice outfit, or oh, they look good, or whatever the case may be. And it used to be where the man's role or the man's obligation to make that first move. But now it's, if you see someone attractive enough that you want more than just a hello, how you doing, or maybe you have an interest in them, I don't see there's anything wrong with either party, you know, attending to, you know, address the other person in reference to it. But a lot of times is people don't want to get shut down.
Yeah, they don't want rejection.
So that's why it's been more so for the man to do it than the woman to do it, because, you know, it's the man's job to do it.
No,
the man is the hunter, so it's his job to hunt.
I get
that.
But
nowadays, you know.
Let's stop that.
Do what you got to do.
Let's, and don't get me wrong, I understand, you know, men are the hunters. I get all that. I get all that. I mean, to me, it's all bullshit, because they'll tell you in one breath, if you want something, go get it.
Right.
If you want it in the world, you go get it. And don't let nobody tell you otherwise. Don't listen to no naysayers. You know, don't listen to your friends or your bitter mom or dad. You know, don't listen to your hating-ass friends, your hating-ass cousins. If you want something, you go out there and you get it. And you don't let nobody detract you or nobody stop you from your goals. But then when it comes to, hey, I may want that, and I may want that person in my life, or I may want that person in my energy sphere, or I may want to put my energy in that person's sphere. Suddenly it's a man's job. Like, we got to get out of this gender role bullshit, because
right, and that's a lot of that's going on. The gender roles of who's responsible for what.
It hinders a lot. Think about how many women. Think about how many women have lost an opportunity at a dude simply because he didn't walk up to her and say, "Hey, baby," you know what I'm saying? Because you didn't want to walk over.
And you have people who are shy.
Man, come on now.
Well,
if you're shy,
nobody's a psychic. Don't have a conversation piece.
Nobody's a psychic. Nobby's a psychic. A dude ain't gonna just pick up her mental thoughts and say, "Oh, there's somebody in here thinking of me."
Well,
let me find that
person. If we stare at you long enough and give you the googly eye, you should pick up on it. But it just
I
received a text message. Evie Wonder, I don't see nada at this stage in my life. Then some women miss out on a good man because they wait for the old-fashioned way of communication. Agreed.
Yes.
And there goes that BS Tarzan mentality. And then it says, women can run Fortune 500 companies but can't talk to a man they might be interested in.
Thank you.
They get intimidated.
Thank you. That's bullshit.
They get intimidated.
I'm calling cap.
So that's just like a man. Men can do the same thing. they'll get intimidated or tongue-tied or something and just be, like, scared to do so.
Okay. You know, I'm sorry. Let me retract. I don't call cap. That is true. That is true. I think the cap part is the whole notion that it's a man's job to do this. It's a man's job to create communication. Communication is a two-way street. So if you want me, see me, and you find me attractive, I may not spot you in this room full of people. Like you say, I might be nervous. I might have just came to see my cousin and have a good time at his birthday party, and I ain't here to see, I wasn't expecting to see nobody. You just happen to be off in the cut because you've been chilling here for 20 minutes before I showed up. You know what I'm saying? But I don't see you. There's nothing wrong with you walking on over, introducing yourself. There ain't nothing wrong with you bumping into, oh, excuse me, I'm sorry, hey, how you doing? Ain't shit wrong with that. Like, be creative. It ain't that hard. If you want me to talk to you, create an avenue where I can talk to you. I may not see
and then,
you.
Some people get tongue-tied, and they're like, and they can be great conversationalists. But when it comes time to talk to someone, they have nothing to say. Or they're stunned, like deer in headlights, like what to do, where do I go, what's going on. So it's a bunch of variables that play a part in it. But my thing is, if you see something of interest to you and that's who you want to pursue or what you want to pursue, go for it. The most, like they said, there's no question that's a dumb question. Only dumb question is the question that's not asked. This will be in the same scenario.
Yeah, very true.
If you don't take the opportunity, or if you don't go at the opening, or if you don't communicate, then you know it's a possibility you're going to miss out on a good woman or a good man because you didn't put yourself out there. Sometimes you got to put yourself out there. And a rejection can happen, but at least you put yourself out there.
Yeah. Whose opportunity is it? Is it the man's opportunity or the woman's
opportunity?
It's
the opportunity for either party. Is the opportunity
okay.
of interest.
Right. So if that's the case, then women are just as accountable in these
yes.
situations, these interactions, as men are. So coming
I
into
agree.
The situation with that old school thinking of, well, if a man want me, he going to say something. Men say something when they see something they want. If he don't see you, and he may not see you for a lot of different reasons, not because you're buried in a crowd. It could just be because his focus is someplace else, and you're standing right in his face, but his focus is elsewhere.
Right.
So if you don't put yourself on his radar, and here's another thing, too. It's 2022. It's all kinds of crazy shit going on with men and sexual harassment. Me Too movement has done a great job of really trying to isolate men in their behaviors. And to the point where, you know, like, shit, it's very risky for a man in 2022 to be out here shooting a shot. One, you may run into a fucking dude who used to be a woman, who used to be a man, or is going through transition or some crazy shit like that. Two, you may run into a bitter woman who is modern day and feel like she don't need no man, but she really does want one, but she don't need one, but she don't want one, and she don't need one. See the contrast? Confusing. Or
yeah.
you run into situations where there have been false accusations of sexual harassment, or men who have been put in situations where the circumstances are not good, the optics are not good, but there was no crime, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There was no crime. It's just it didn't look good. You know, it's 3 a.m, you're at somebody's hotel room, she yells, rape, you wanted sex, and she said she was uncomfortable and she left, but then she went and told the reporters this shit, and now you're on the news. So it's an uncomfortable situation for a lot of men. So sometimes men just don't see you. It's not that you're not beautiful. It's
right.
not that you're not paying attention. It's that men are thinking about all these other things.
That's
he can be thinking about personal business. He can be thinking about his safety, you know. He could be just thinking about, hey, I'm here to do this one thing, and then I'm going to do whatever else I got to do elsewhere. So he don't see you. So women, take responsibility for your happiness as well. If you see a man that you like, say something. It ain't hard. If he bite, he bite. If he don't, he don't. Shit, we have to do that shit every damn day. It ain't nothing.
Yep, exactly. But hold on. We got some messages. I got some text messages that came in also, and I have a caller that wants to come on. Okay, some of the messages are, untie that mo freaking tongue and speak. I guess that's what I was talking about. Some people may be tongue-tied. And they said, closed mouth don't get fed. And then LOL, running into he, she's LMAO. Yeah, you know, you got to be mindful of that, too.
Which, that's just real.
You know,
that's just
and that's real.
Be careful.
And some people, and it's not necessarily homophobic. It's just their preference. And you got to be respectful of what people's preferences are and not try to force your preference on other people. Now, other messages came in. It says, I stop approaching women. It does not work for me anymore. And he says, when I was running around VSU campus, I was the bravest man in the world, but now I don't say shit. Yeah, and then they said, great point, Smith. And it says, women in the South are more approachable than women in New York City. True statement. Then he said, okay, I want to say something. So I am going to bring on Mr. Wyatt so we can hear what he has to say. Mr. Wyatt, you are now on with So and D. Smith. How are you this evening?
I'm good. Yo, D, what's up? I'm good, Chopper.
What's good,
going on?
Yes, sir.
Yo,
what's up, baby?
Say about his point, because I'm a teacher, right? So I work in a female-dominated industry. It's nothing but females. Like, the black man is 1% of the teaching population. So we get so many videos and training on sexual, like, it's a mandated video now where you have to watch a sexual harassment videos. And it's mandated. It's not like you can't say, I ain't watching that. It's mandated. If you don't watch it, they can basically fire you or, you know, take some of their action against you. So I don't say anything to women because what Deesa was saying earlier, she might have on a lovely outfit. I'm not trying to kick it to you. Outfit looks good on you. Now I'm in sexual harassment court facing charges because I made her feel uncomfortable. This is where we at now. A lot of guys don't want to see her down the industry. You don't say anything because you might not even be trying to holler at the person, just giving them a compliment. You can't even compliment sisters before because it goes into another level, another dimension. You're like, hold up. I was just giving a compliment. I'm not trying to holler. I'm not trying to be sexual. But this is where I'm at in the industry that I'm in. And you have to be very careful. Like, you can't give women compliments anymore. You just can't. Because
that is true.
Some take it in a direction. You like, yo, I wasn't even trying to go in that direction. You bugging out. So I don't say anything no more. No compliments. See him on the street. Don't say nothing because we're in a different time period now when you can't even give out compliments.
No.
But it's not just for men. It's for women as well. You have to be mindful because society has changed the dynamics of how people operate now. And something as simple as saying hello can cause the whole workers, the tone that he used or the tone that she used, it made me feel some kind of way, or all these other shenanigans that play a role in it. So even with making the first move, so to say, just be selective and be mindful. And in making the first move, know that energy, because energy is going to bounce back to you once you begin the conversation off of, even if it's a hello or how you doing or can I buy you a drink or what's your telephone, whatever the case may be. If it don't feel right, more than likely it's not right. It's not even high, not the same women harassing men all the time, and it's fine. Well, you know, the dynamics of the world has changed. And with that happening, it's given new definition to certain things that we've known to be a certain way for so long. Now, with the world changes and everything that's going on, it's new dynamics, and you got to be respectful of things differently now.
So here's,
just be mindful.
Here's what I'm hearing, because, and I don't mean to go off into this, but in the realm of women shooting their shots and who should approach who, and it seems like, in my head, women have to get with the times, just like men have to get with the times. You know, this is not these or the 40s where we could catcall, you know, from a construction site, you know what I'm saying? We can't grab them by the pussy. You know, we can't do this. This is not what we do because, you know, and not to say that it ever was a good thing to do, but men do have to change their behavior. Oh, they do. We do. However, what's happened is it's changed behaviors to the point where everything's risky behavior on a man's point, on a man's part. And so like what Wyatt was saying, hell, you know, I don't know if you're single or not, but you work in a school system. You a black male teacher. Your mojo value is fucking through the roof.
I don't want that smoke.
You man, you know what I'm saying? And
I've known men who've had their careers just destroyed by sexual harassment. And here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
They were first dealing in a consensual relationship.
Wow.
Once it went sour, she turned around and said, sexual harassment, and next thing you know, he's saying goodbye to us because he has to leave the building. He's being removed from the building.
Damn,
wow. Like,
wow.
That is so unfair.
And that's a mutual,
mutual
situation.
And I have to be so careful because I'm not trying to go out during my last part of my years of teaching or being an admin with those kind of charges.
Right. Right.
I don't say nothing to the women at my job because, you know, I'm not trying to have any conflicts or any issues with me just saying to you, oh, how nice you look today. Looking at my ass? You looking at my titty? Like, no,
Slow down.
I'm looking good today, and you're saying I'm looking at your ass. I'm like, yo,
right.
What the fuck? Never mind.
You got to be mindful.
Yeah,
that's all. You
risky.
Just got to be mindful.
It's
but
risky.
You got to place the
meeting. Walk on eggshells? You got to walk on eggshells now to be mindful?
Yeah,
like,
unfortunately, sometimes you do. The times have really changed.
So the point is, women are going to have to shoot their shot. If y'all can't know,
the time where y'all can sit
back and blame a dude. You're going to have to shoot your shot because men ain't risking it.
I'm not
right, and someone said you miss your shot. You miss every time if you don't take the shot. But Mr. Wyatt, I'm going to put you back on hold. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Wyatt.
To play some music. This is one of the topics. Well, one of the questions that caused a lot of ruckus, as well as like two other questions I want to get to that caused ruckus. But this one right here is, how can a woman want a man to be true to them, but they are not true to themselves? Think about it, and we will be right back soon after I finish playing music. Don't go anywhere.
Hey! Yeah. You crazy for this one here. To be a legend when I put together my first rhyme. Assault with a deadly weapon was my first crime. Homie, I'm talking about a pen, not a tech nine. Oh, loaded, I need some bubble telling. Keep these haters off me. I go up Taj Melon. The acting too bossy. I'm a big deal. Wake up and smell a coffee. I hope God forgive Rob for all the sinning. I don't listen. Deep swimming is fine women. Smoke piffing. No tight, dust twisting. I'm like Popeye. I'm strong with spinach. Well, blow one down. Everybody clap your hands if you feel my sound. All the girls without a man, we can peel on now. You want a rag, let me feel your mouth. Becky's and they all say I rock totally. Cowards think they holy when they holding heat. Anti-Christ bullet shattering your rosary. Them haters were supposed to be the older genes. Now we taking over, we who they supposed to be. We them future stars, next big thing. Hate them has-beens, hanging on a string. And I ain't talking about loose ends. I just wanna live, let me get my 2 cents. I'm a wildebeest, with a will to eat. I'd rather be laid up with a million freaks. Get in my back rub, in the jacuzzi, I'm too big for the bathtub. Lil mama, all I wanna do is have fun, and let me see you clap, come on.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back.
This question right here is going to bring about a lot. Okay. The question is, how can a woman want a man to be true to they or not true to themselves? Well, let's go in the group. In the group, we have a gentleman, easily, just stick to believing your own hype and ignore the true you. Another gentleman, if I have the bricks and you bring the cement, we can build something. If I bring the bricks and you only acted as if you had the cement, but don't, we can't build anything. You can first know your worth, then you will know, what you can offer. And that's when others will see your worth. It's hard for others to see what you don't see in yourself. Another gentleman, I'd like the lady's perspective on this. And then he put, I say this about people all the time. You treat yourself like shit, but then you want me to treat you better than you treat yourself. I got to be faithful to you, but you aren't even faithful to yourself. And don't make me say a word. Another gentleman, it's a delusion. And by the time some women set it straight, it's too late. When some are young and you have tools of attraction, they are reckless in their decisions. Selected partners support the folly and friends place them in a confident echo chamber. All of that melts away and they are left with self. Unfortunately for some, by the time bridges and relationships are burned in the name of juvenile standards, you can be 50 and still have the standards of a 22-year-old and the same standards that didn't serve you well up to 50. Okay. D. Smith, before you answer the question, I have someone on who wants to come on. Okay, is your number 6936? Because I don't remember your phone number by heart. Let me know if that's your number, and I'll bring you on right now. Okay, let's see. I am about to bring you on. Good evening. How are you? You are on with LSO and D. Smith. State your name and where you calling from, baby.
This is the sexuality coach, Noni.
Hey.
From North Carolina.
What's up, Noni?
What's up, Noni? Hey, I've been listening for the last half an hour. Ooh, because I was on my training call, so I came in at 9 o'clock. When I heard this question, it like irritated my whole entire soul.
Ooh. Okay, well, talk to
because. I'm going to tell you why it irritated myself. And I was just having this conversation with a gentleman. He was talking about his partner that he's been with for 19 years. She's like, I need help. And why do I have to get a job now? And he's like, because we need help. We have all these bills. Well, I'm not doing nothing. And that's just what it is. I'm going to just sit around the house.
What?
Why are we?
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the woman would rather be a liability than an asset. So she's choosing. She's literally choosing to be an asset, to be a liability rather than an asset.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And
wow.
He's like, I don't know what to do. We've been together for 19 years, and I'm
divorce her.
I said, why are you not walking away? Her. Oh, for my kids. And I said, you know, that's a choice, right? I said, not choosing, it's still a choice. He said, oh, shoot. No, his words was, oh, shit, I didn't realize that.
Wow.
We make choices by not choosing.
Yeah.
That is true.
We need to start, as fucking women, we need to start holding ourselves accountable. I'm sorry,
exactly.
I am on fire.
Hey, go for it, girl. Yeah.
I'm tired. You know, I have a couple of friends that say, you always for the men. I am for the men because you know what? There isn't anybody that's for them because we quit to throw them under the fucking bus and not care about them. And then we don't want to hold our own selves accountable when we do shit to them. But we want to sit back and talk about them and make them feel like shit. And I spoke about this in at an event that I did 2 months ago, and I said, but if he was to do that to you, you get in your girlfriend's chat and you fucking dismantle, you do everything
mm-hmm.
to make everything in your power, how would you feel if he did that to you? Why are we not taking accountability for it? Why are we not taking accountability? And I'm a woman. I have a vagina. I have a vulva. I have all of that. But I'm tired of us not being held accountable for shit that we do to our partners. And there are some really good men out there that stay by their partners that do them fucking dirty, that don't even support them. Somebody, I was listening, somebody said, somebody has the concrete and the other person has the brick. Let's build together.
Right.
Why are we not building together? Why are we not building together? Why are we not having conversations? But you want to know something? Nobody want to have no real conversations. You want to find out what fucking color I like or what I want to eat.
Yeah.
How about what is it that makes you fucking tick?
Mm-hmm.
What are your core values? What are your fucking core values?
Yeah.
She's
not real. I'm sorry. Today has definitely been a day because I've had to cuss out my man and everything, and I'm not even talking to him right now. I said, I don't even want to talk to you. But I'm tired of us not being held accountable for shit that we do. I'm tired of both genders. Both. Mm. Because we do something to somebody, and then we don't think about it. It's like, oh, well, whatever. I'm going to just be me. I'm going to forever be me. You're going to forever be you, and then that person that you supposedly love or loves you is no longer there. What you going to do then?
When they love somebody else.
They'll be you. You want to be you without the person who you loved or who you was with. Because
exactly.
You have to be, again, the word accountability. Because this is who you are and what you do, if it affects me in a negative way, I don't have to accept that. I don't have to accept this is how you are because I am negatively being impacted by it. So I don't have to accept that. So if you want to live off of, oh, this is how I am, this is what I do, then you go over there with that because for me, that's not going to work with me.
And that was one of the things I had to say. I had to say that. I was like, you go ahead and be you forever. And I don't even want to talk to you. Yes, Smith.
So you said, your friend, he said he's been with his girl for 19 years?
No, he wasn't even my friend. He was my Uber driver.
Oh.
And he was my Uber driver.
You
counseling
your Uber driver? Get it, girl.
I was counseling my Uber driver. And he was like, how much do your sessions cost? He said, I'm on your time. He was like, I appreciate you. I was like, okay. So I don't know what – I forgot how the conversation started. Oh.
Is he older guy?
He picked me up. No, he was younger. He's like 35, I think he is.
Oh, yeah. He's been beat
and,
up. He's been beat
up. He's like 35. He's been 19 – he's been with his girlfriend for 19 years. They've been together for 19 years. I don't know if it's his wife or not. So he was like, oh, do you clean the school? Do you work in school? I was like, no, but I am a sexuality coach. He was like, oh, break that down. He was like, oh, I don't know what that is. So I told him, and he broke down. He was like, you know, I had mentioned how 1 in 6 men have been molested, had some sexual trauma, whatever. And he was like, oh, that's me. But I've been with my woman for 19 years, and he started going through this whole thing. And then he went and he told me that he don't even want to be with her anymore.
Whoa.
And he was like, this is the first time I've actually had a conversation where I'm letting all of this out. And he was like, I'm going to be honest, I feel good.
Yeah.
And he was
that's
like,
a whole load
and he
of
said,
you.
It's a whole, and he's like, I have kids, because he was like, we had our first child at 15, and then our second one at 17.
Mm.
And he was like, I don't want to leave because I don't want to be like my father. I said, how are you like your father if you've been there for your children the whole entire time? At what point are you going to say, I need to be free from her?
Yeah.
So you can live.
Why are we staying in situations that are not, that are causing more, like, if you're a true, like you said, D. Smith, if you are a true liability, if someone is a liability, why. And that goes in friendship at the same time.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
She's making the choice to be a liability, which is which is the definition of unaccountability. You know, if you're in a position to help, you're on my team, and I pass you the ball, but you refuse to catch the ball, or you refuse to shoot the ball, or you refuse to participate in any way in what the team is doing.
You can't play no more.
Your ass
you
would be off the goddamn team.
Right.
But
that's the same thing.
Playing devil's advocate.
You get the fuck off the team.
He accepted her as that. So
and
now what?
Yeah.
Playing devil's advocate.
And it's routine.
He accepted her as that. So now what?
Right.
Well,
he said, you know, he said the one thing he did say, he was like, you know, I cheated and then she cheated. So we cheated on each other. And in my head, I wanted to say, so you sure one of those kids is yours? But I didn't.
Right.
I did.
Yeah,
I'm going to be honest, I thought about it. That comes with the session to find out. But, you know, but you have an 18-year-old, a 17-year-old, 11, 9, and 4.
Oh, hell no. She got to get out here and help.
Mm-hmm. Message came in, paternity test. Damn. These are messages coming in as you're speaking. Then it says, well, what if you married and got a contract like Ben Simmons, you stuck on the team? All they're doing is fucking. Well, yeah, you know, even though one have been in a relationship for X amount of time, if it's an unhealthy relationship at any point in that relationship, it's time for you to move on. I don't care if it's 100 years, if it's 2 days. If it's not right for you, then you need to make it right. And however that means, it's making things right. There's no need to stay in anything unhealthy. Be it a relationship, be it a friendship, be it anything. If you are unhappy, that you are unhappy, and people stop. Okay, I'm going to say this as a person who don't have any kids, but saying you're staying in an unhealthy relationship for the kids, I think is very unhealthy, because when those kids get older and leave, you have teen years of unhealthy. So how do you get that back to actually be healthy? Because when those kids get grown and they go out on their own, be it to continued education or whatever, they leave the home, you've spent those 18 years for what? A message came in that staying in a relationship for the kids would never work. You may cause more harm staying in a toxic relationship and have the kids see that in the household is worse than separating and co-parenting. And they also said,
and you know that's what he said?
They can't leave. Everyone has a choice. You're absolutely correct. Everybody has a choice, and it's up to you to make the choice for you.
Absolutely.
Good, bad,
and that's what
different.
He said.
And that choice
that.
Is holding yourself accountable. That's
right.
Your choice. Holding yourself.
He said his kids actually see the way their mother is, and they can't stand it. And I said, do you see
and now
why you're staying?
The kids.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And that's what I said to him. And then you have people who are in marriages that are not working, but they put this face on with social media.
Yeah.
But and when you look at it, y'all can't stand each other. But I hear, these are the words I hear all the time. I have no choice. I have to stay because, you know, I made a commitment. And I said, at what point, if you keep saying to somebody over and over again, this isn't working, what can we do to change it? And then that changes, at what point do you say it's time for me to walk away?
Well, I will say this. I'm not a fan of, you know, hey, we need to stay for the kids. However, being divorced, having gone through that, I wouldn't wish that on nobody's childhood, because it does something to the stability of a child.
Okay.
You know,
do you think that's worse than death? than one of the parents dying?
If I mean, no, it's not worse than a parent dying, but if that's not handled, that's a very delicate situation, and if it's not handled properly, you know, I mean, a divorce is just damaging, period. But it can be more damaging when parents don't handle things properly with the children, because the kids feel the effect of it too. They love both parents, and they don't want to see daddy hurt. They don't want
not
to see mama hurt. But if they can't control what's going on between mommy and daddy, all they see is mommy and daddy hurting one another, then, yeah, that's definitely a toxic situation that y'all should find some way to separate. But if you can't separate for whatever reason, the mature thing, and you really do feel like, okay, cool, we got to stay together for the kids, it's better that you guys grow and manage that in front of the kids than do this bitter back and forth underhanded shit. You know, in other words.
So you feel like even if it's toxic, you should still stay?
No.
I'm glad you said that.
Or safety is in danger, no, you shouldn't stay. But what I'm saying is, in some situations where people decide, you know what, I'm going to stay for the kids, or we're just going to stay for the kids until they get older, and then we'll make our move. In those situations, sometimes it's not. It will cause more damage to try to rip everything apart financially, emotionally, physically. You know, right now at this junction of the children's lives, then it would be for us to try to tough it out, be mature, plot this out, plan this out. You don't want to be with me? I don't want to be with you? Fine. That's cool. We don't have to destroy each other to do this. And we don't have
to. Both parties have to be
damage
willing.
The kids even further. You know what I'm saying? So I can see a school of thought where people are like, you know what? Let's go about it the slow route. That way we can minimize the damage.
Okay, I just got a message. I can't even read all the comments, but I just got a message. Tag me. Okay, I'm looking for the number. Okay, 0529, I'm tagging you in. Bam.
Hey, LSO.
0529. Say hello to LSO, Miss Noni, and D. Smith. Your name
hello,
is
D. Smith, LSO. How y'all doing? This is J. Mac White.
We good.
Calling
we
in.
Good. How you doing, Smith?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Been listening the whole time. D. Smith, I usually don't disagree with you, bro, but I disagree tonight with this kid situation. Let me tell you why. Just
okay.
Had a daughter. Get married. 28 years old. At 25, she decided she was leaving home. Okay, no harm, no foul. That's what kids do. They, you know, they get raised, they move out, whatever. I had a hard time with it because I'm close with my kids. I say that to say, kids get older and they don't think about you, right? They move on with their life. They take what you've taught them. They apply it out into this big old world, right? Meanwhile, the parents are suffering. If you're not happy, I have many of friends that have stayed because of children. The children wind up worse in a situation by the parents staying together trying to make it work. Sometimes they were staying because of finances. Sometimes the guy stayed because he didn't want to pay child support, or vice versa, the woman didn't want to pay child support, depending on the situation. Well, like when I tell you, I have a lot of married friends that have separated, broke up. People that lived together couldn't afford rent on their own, so they stayed. You understand what I'm saying? Kids watching all this toxicity going on in a relationship. Most of their kids are damaged. So I do not agree with, you may have to stay. No, it may not be the best situation and you leaving, meaning you have to go and stay with someone or find you a room or whatever and then have quality time with your kids. Outside of that toxic relationship, that household, it's better for the children. And I'm going to be vulnerable and put my stuff out there. So y'all know me and my husband married 21 years. My daughter's 28 now. I just said that, right? So that lets you know she has a biological father. I was about to be disrespectful. She has a biological father, right? In that.
Okay, someone just asked to be tagged in.
If I did not leave the situation, my daughter would not be as accomplished of an individual as she is now. Let me tell you why. I'm making sure. I'm not going to keep y'all too long. She is a associate's degree holder, a bachelor's degree holder. She is a forensic science major. No chick. She has no child. I always say no chick, no child. She has no children. Just got married. Works in her field. Make her own money. Great credit. All that stuff, right? Had her biological father been in her life throughout all these years, he was there, but throughout the main important parts of her lifetime and doing that back and forth thing, sometimes I be wondering too about these women. Like you want the man in your life in the children's life, but then what are they putting into that child's life? Are they contributing to what you're teaching them, or are they just going over there because you need a break? You understand what I'm saying? Every situation is different. Every child handles two parents being separate different. My daughter even said to me, she said, "Ma, if I had to go to him every weekend, who I am now is not who I would be because the way you raised me and the way he lived is two different ways." You understand what I'm saying? And I'm one of those, I'm not the baby mama from hell. I'm one of those, you want to see her, you know where she at. You can come to my house, you can come to barbecues, birthday parties. I don't care. You understand what I'm saying? As long as you're spending quality time with her and pouring something into her that'll help her be a thriving young adult, that's all I cared about. But they weren't prepared to do that. You understand what I'm saying? Meanwhile, another man raising a child, sometimes it takes that.
Let me get this other caller in and we got to begin wrapping up. Thank you so much, sweetie. Okay.
Thank you.
4615, I'm bringing you on. 4615.
Yeah, what's good with you?
What's good?
Yeah, what up? Can you hear me?
Okay,
what's good
tell
with
us
you?
Where you calling from, who you is, who you be.
Yo, what's good? This is J-Mac. From way of Delaware, from Brooklyn, from way of Harlem. You know what I'm saying? And what's going on, D. Smith? How you doing, Nuna?
What's good, Jay? What's good, man?
Chilling. I'm going to make mine
what's
real cool and sweet. I agree with what D. Smith is saying, if people are mature enough to do that. Now, what D. Smith is saying was this, and correct me if I'm wrong. My situation is fucked up. I'm not just going to skedaddle with the shorty hold of my kids. You know what I'm saying? And their situation is fucked up. Now, I'm over here. I'm Gucci, but these niggas is eating oodles and noodles, and I'm over here eating lobster. I got to leave them, if not in a better situation, but an okay situation. This way I know that this broad that has my kids can take care of my kids. And then I'm going to spit that. But we got to be grown enough to be like, yo, listen, we ain't together by any means. Don't get it twisted. We are not together, but I'm not going to leave you destituted out here, you know what I'm saying? And this way my kids is messed up because you got my kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
and
you
got
to be very
like
mindful of that. That's very mindful.
It's not a common situation because it's definitely a difficult situation to do. But if you can, if there's
not everybody's that adult, you know what I'm saying? Nobody can, everybody can adult like that, though. You know?
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I know. It's still a test. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's the truth. But, you know what I'm saying? It's really about trying to minimize the damage to the kids. A divorce is damaging, period. Just period. But, you know, we make it worse when we involve the pettiness and the bickering and the tug of wars and the power struggles in front of the kids and all that. Then you create an environment where the kids are living that's unsustainable, that's negative, you know.
Right.
And it was probably already negative because the energy wasn't already right in the house. You just making
exactly.
It even worse, you know?
Exactly. Yep.
J-Mac, I thank you so much. It's time for us to begin closing out. Thank you so
yes,
much.
No doubt. I salute y'all,
thank
yo.
Good looking out,
thank
man.
You,
I appreciate
thank
it, bro.
You. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, as usual, we had another phenomenal evening. Thank you to Mr. Wyatt. Thank you, Noni. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you, J-Mac. Thank you, everyone who tuned in late. Thank you, everyone who rode out with us. for the whole entire show. D. Smith and I greatly appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in, because the show is not just for us and with us. The show is also you as well. And without you, we don't have a show. We would just be talking to each other. I mean, we don't mind talking to each other because, you know, we have good conversations. But, you know, to have you come on and participate, we greatly appreciate each and every one of you. Of course, LSO is still celebrating her birthday, so if somebody want to take me out or get me a gift or we do something or whatever the case may be, hell, we can have a whole party. I'll take it. But we want to say happy birthday to those who really having birthdays this week. Happy birthday, Heather B., Michonne, Cheryl Phoenix, J. Mac. Happy birthday. Jay Mack and I, we share, his birthday is also my published birthday. Anthony D., Shemeka, Ron Dula, Denise Sullivan, Robert D. Smith, Angie Rivers, Eddie Christou, Alfred, Walter, and Glenn. Happy birthday to each and every one of you. Also, happy 9th published birthday to Taste and Treats, LSO Taste and Treats. This is my first book that brought me out the gate of made me an author. So thank you, Taste and Treats. I'll do something for you this weekend. Condolences to all those who's lost a loved one. I had a couple of people who some lost their parents, some lost their friends. Condolences to each and every one of you. LSO dropped her newest item. Her newest book is called Looking into the Mirror and Introducing Self to Me. If you don't have the book already, time for you to man up and purchase the book. Totally different from what LSO usually writes, but you know what? LSO has that diversity that gives it to you from all different angles. So this, too, you will enjoy. If you are celebrating a birthday, divorce, congratulations, anything, and you want a shout-out on your special day, let D. Smith LSO hit us up or hit us up in a group. And you know what? You too will hear something on the radio in reference to you. D. Smith, what would you like to say, babe?
I want to sincerely thank everybody who called. Man, we really appreciate y'all energy, y'all comments. Y'all have no clue how y'all just got shut out tonight. So whenever y'all call with comments, keep them coming. We love the dialogue. We love the interaction. And most of all, we love learning. You know what I'm saying? We love learning, broadening our perspectives and thinking outside of the box and thinking outside of ourselves and challenging what we bring to the table, man. So appreciate everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for participating in the group chats. Keep those answers and questions coming. We'll see you guys next Monday. Of course, same place, same time, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Y'all make sure y'all check me out. Tuesdays and Fridays on Shop Talk 7, all right? Supports District Radio Chicago. So, yeah, make sure you check me out with me and my guy Monix on Tuesdays and Fridays at 7 o'clock, 7 to 9. Check us out. I'll post a link on my Facebook page at D. Smith, period, and also at my Facebook page at Get This D with D. Smith, and also Get This _D at IG. All right, so y'all make sure y'all check me out. Oh, and also tune in on Thursdays where I do my live on my IG page, all right? So check it out, all right? Love you guys, and see y'all next week.
D. Smith is going to put that information in the group as well, so y'all will have that readily available. He fails to put that in the group for the Lawlessers, and when I catch it, because, you know, social media show you what they want you to see when they want you to see it, I'll post it in the group, but he's going to remember to post that in the group. Also, we had a question that came in, and we can't discuss it, but I'm going to put it in the group so we can discuss it. And the question is, where is the line between compromise and being toxic? Good question. So we're going to look forward to that. I'm going to post that in tonight. So remember, we will be coming to you each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune in to lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. And be sure to excuse me, to tell a friend to listen in as well. We have some spectacular shows coming up. And in conversation from tonight's show, we got some other shows that's coming up. So now I have to put together a men's panel, and we have the topic already. It's going to be another good one. So ladies and gentlemen, get ready. And if you're looking for a platform to promote your brand, don't forget to call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. We have great exposure on the show. We have about close to 60K listeners, be it listeners from online or calling in, but every show is archived, so people can go back and listen over and over again. If your promotion is in that archive, guess what? People will be calling you. People will be looking to you. So it's not expensive. So if you want to be a part of the platform and get that exposure, feel free. Let's support one another. You can order LSO merchandise at Treats, the letter N, things, LSO.com. And you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter at LSO Treats. And in order to get an autographed anything from LSO, you have to order directly from my website. Although I'm on Barnes & Noble, Lulu.com, and Amazon, you're not going to get an autographed copy. And as D. Smith said earlier, you can follow him on Facebook at D. Smith, period, and the period is written out, or on IG, get this underscore D. As always, we have great conversations, and we thank each and every one of you for tuning in, listening, and those who actually wanted to be tagged in. And I love the energy. Y'all come on with the energy. Y'all just give me another boost to keep on
right,
going. This particular time, I actually had water. Excuse me, what'd you say, D?
No, I said we're going to have to get them on a little earlier because we had some good dialogue tonight.
We did, but I'm telling you, they I got the messages. It says tag me. They wanted to be tagged in at that particular moment. Y'all laugh and joke when I tell y'all, when I get the messages that come in, when people say tag me, they want it right now, that moment, stop everything, tag me. And we so appreciate that. And I'm trying to tag as quick as possible, you know, under the time restraints. Y'all know we come to you every Monday night. You know, D. Smith and I, we invite you on our radio journey. God's will, we will talk to you next week. Stay prayed up. Be careful and stay safe. My hashtag, my LSO journey, and hashtag love yourself organically. D. Smith, what is your hashtag?
Hashtag get this underscore D. See y'all next week, baby.
Yeah. Love each and every one of you. Yours in sweetness, LSO. Good night, everyone.